Welcome to Talking Up Eagle Mountain, where we discuss a variety of topics related to Eagle Mountain City government, services, programs, and goals. I am Mayor Tom Westmoreland, and I'll be your host for this episode. Today we'll be talking about the Miss Eagle Mountain Scholarship Program. We have with us today our guests are Jessica Bodley, Miss Eagle Mountain Scholarship Program Director. Thank you, Jessica, for joining us today.
Of course.
And we also have Rachel Mortensen, Miss Eagle Mountain's outstanding teen. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
And of course, our producer is Linda Peterson. Jessica, let's get started with a little bit of an overview of exactly what the Miss Eagle Mountain Scholarship Program is about.
Okay, so we are a scholarship program, a scholarship pageant. We are affiliated with the Miss America program, which is really awesome. So our queens actually get to participate and go to the state pageant, Miss Utah program, which is usually in May or June. And our pageant in Eagle Mountain has been going on for about 15 years. This pageant, this upcoming pageant in March, will be 15 years. So it's a really awesome program.
Rachel, can you give us a little bit of a background how you got involved with the pageant?
Yeah, so I haven't grown up doing pageants at all, but I did grow up competing in piano competitions. And so when the pageant was coming around, it was actually kind of getting close. It was about a month out. I had some competition pieces that were ready, and I decided, well, why not? It's a great scholarship opportunity, and why not go for it? And I knew it would teach me some really great skills and talking to people and how to present myself, especially on stage, and how to get to use my talent. And so that's why I got involved, and Jessica was so great just getting me in the loop a month till.
Now, you had a unique experience in that you competed alongside your sister in different categories, of course. Mm-hmm. But what was that like?
It was really great, and it was so cool that we were in different categories because we weren't competing against each other, but we were kind of cheering each other on, and it was actually really great. And then when we both won, that was a great night, and we just kept saying, we won, we won. It was so great, and it was just such a great experience and a sister bonding experience.
That was definitely a Mortensen night, for sure. Jessica, tell us a little bit about the upcoming events. So what can we look forward to? What's the schedule look like? Dates. Give us a little bit of detail of what the run-up to the pageant is like.
Definitely. So back in December, we had an orientation, is what we call it, where we invite people in the community to come out and check it out to find out what the pageant is all about. And then as the months leading that, January till March, our pageant is March 14th this year. It's going to be at Frontier Middle School, March 14th and 7 p.m. And that's when both pageants actually take place. And here in Eagle Mountain, we actually have two programs that we offer. We have the Miss Eagle Mountain's Outstanding Teen Pageant, and then we have the Miss Eagle Mountain's Pageant. And so we offer, it's a wide range that we have a pageant from, we host girls from ages 13 to 25 years old. And so depending on your age, that depends on which program you participate in.
And how does the scholarship work?
The scholarship is funded by our city here in Eagle Mountain, and the way that works is the girls come up on stage and they are required to compete in all categories, and after they compete, they're crowned, and then they have to commit, they sign a contract and they're committed to specific city events that they are able to come to and participate in, and as long as they follow through with that, then they are offered a scholarship at the end of the year.
Okay, yeah, so they do represent the city for a year.
They do. They definitely do.
And it's also my understanding that each contestant will have a particular emphasis, if you will, particularly if they're selected in the pageant to represent. For example, Rachel, what was your theme or emphasis?
It's called a platform. Or a social impact initiative is
what
we call
looking
it.
For, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so my platform is called Hand to Hand Joining Generations, and it's all about connecting the youth and the seniors and building relationships between the two.
Interesting. So What can you tell us about, you know, certainly the pageant is one thing, and I'm sure that's stressful and there's a lot of prep time leading up to that. But, you know, then once you're chosen, then you have a year of service to put in. And so what has that year been like for you?
Oh, it's been great, actually. And I've been able to really become passionate about my platform. I've gotten really involved with the seniors. I go to senior centers all the time and I perform for them on the piano. And that's just a great icebreaker. So then afterwards, I get to talk to them and I'll be there for hours just talking to them and learning about them. And I always just leave feeling so great and so valued, even just after an hour or so talking to them. And I've also been able to get involved in the Cyber Seniors program, which is an online program dedicated to bridging the digital divide between generations. And it's been so great. And so there's all these different opportunities. I've been trying to get youth involved from our community and to go to senior centers and to spend time with them because we can learn so much from them. And so it's been a great year. And I've loved getting to know the youth and the seniors.
So what you mentioned playing the piano, and from what I understand, your family is very musical. And
yes.
Is it mostly the piano that you and your sister play?
It is all
play?
Piano, and all my siblings play it.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. Yeah. And so this really gives you an opportunity to, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't use the word show off, but certainly perform and to use that skill.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I've loved it, and it's been so great. And I think everyone has a connection to the music. It doesn't have to be piano, but because it is, I think they really can appreciate that.
So have there been any, you know, during this year looking to unite the generations, that's kind of what I gather your platform was. Any particular experiences, any stories that you want to tell that you can share with us as far as things that you've learned or connections that you've made, whether they be with the youth or seniors?
Yeah, there are so many. I've had some great experiences bonding with them. And there was one where I just finished actually playing the piano for some seniors. And I was about to leave. And this older man said, "Now, how old are you?" And I said, 16. And he said, "Wow, your growing up years are a lot different than mine, because when I was your age, that's when the invasion started." And that was crazy to me, invasions. And he was talking about D-Day during World War II. And so it's crazy to think that I could be spending my hours practicing piano and spending time with friends, and he was worrying about a war. And so it was just crazy to think about that. And I know that if we can get other youth involved and if they can hear these stories, then they'll have so much more respect for their seniors and realize that they have so much to offer.
Something also really cool about it is sharing those stories and connecting with other youth is that Rachel has started an Instagram account, and remind me the name.
Yeah, it's at Senior Words of Wisdom.
If you follow at Senior Words of Wisdom, you'll see different things. When she goes to visit a senior's home or center, she asks them to write her a word of wisdom on a little piece of paper for her, a post-it note, if you will. And she'll take those home, and those have really been interesting to read and really good lessons that Rachel has learned. So she posts those on that Instagram account where you can read and we can all learn from those words of wisdom.
Interesting. That's fascinating. And I think that's a great connection right there. You know, the story that you shared, and, you know, I'm sure there's probably an infinite number of stories out there that could be gleaned from to particularly for our youth, that, you know, it's one thing to read a history book, but when you can make a connection with that history with someone that's actually been there and experienced it firsthand and learned from them, it makes it much more real.
Yeah, well, that's my goal. I asked them to write down one thing they wish they would have known when they were my age. And it's great. And sometimes they're like, "Well, I don't know what to say." But you get them talking, and I have like 10 post-it notes from them. And it's so great. And I post them, like Jessica says, and I love them. And I start to get a common theme. I see a lot about making sure you get a good education so that you can support yourself, and staying true to yourself and always telling the truth. And it's just really great. You start to see those themes and you realize, okay, what's really important?
That's pretty cool. For our listening audience, we have just been joined by Ella Black. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Ella, tell us your involvement here in, you know, with the Miss Eagle Mountain Scholarship Pageant.
What's your title?
Yes. Yeah, what's your title?
I'm Rachel, second attendant. And it's been like one of the best experiences of my life being involved with this. I've gotten to go and do so many things during the city, for the city, and going and helping out and getting to wave to a little girl in a crowd as you're on a float and see her get so excited and run up to her parents, or just getting to walk around and meet people with a crown on. It's so cool to see their faces and see them get so excited. And I'm so glad for this scholarship program so that I can bring awareness about my platform and do what I love.
And Ella's actually competing in our pageant again this year, coming up on March 14th. So that's exciting.
Well, you must have enjoyed it then if you're going to continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. So Jessica, tell us some ways that people can get involved with the pageant.
Okay, so we love volunteers to come out and help. And I accept volunteers at any time. You can email me. My email is missemdirector@gmail.com. And we love volunteers to come out and help us run the pageant. We find people. We do workshops leading up to the pageant. So we love to help the girls learn to public speaking. We help them learn how to do their makeup. We teach them how to dress properly in interview setting and in a public setting. We teach them how to do a proper resume. And so there's lots of different ways that we can find volunteer work for those in the community. The other thing is that if you don't want to participate in the pageant, we also hire tech kids at the local middle school, at Frontier Middle School. We like them to come out and help and run our entire pageant. So they work backstage, bringing on pianos and all kinds of things. They run our lighting, our sound, our music, our slideshows. They run it all. So there's lots of ways to get out and get involved in the pageant.
This is great because we have a lot of young people here in Eagle Mountain, and they all have a wide variety of interests, probably down to the individual. Some are going to be more sports focused, some are going to be more academic focused, others arts. So certainly this is another avenue where youth can get involved with the city and grow and expand and explore in a way that fits them.
Yes. I was actually Miss Eagle Mountain 2010, back in the day, so 10 years ago, and I did the ribbon cutting for the skate park, so that was really fun to be able to go out and see that. But we've seen so many things grow throughout the city as I've been here this many years, and to see all the different stores and restaurants open and all the fun different things for the youth to do and get involved in, it's really awesome.
Well, so Jessica, have seen a few changes then over the years.
Yes, I have.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, we get to talk a lot about just city stuff all the time, but do you have any stories that you can tell us, you know, where you've seen the pageant, you know, positively impact someone's life? I imagine there are a lot of them, but do any particulars come to mind? Because I can only relate to it from the outside as an observer, and of course I see these young women just light up when they're on stage and when they're representing the city, and it's so fun and exciting to see them engage and grow and take on challenges. I know how stressful it is to, you know, speak in public and all of, you know, all of the pressures that go along with it. And these are young people that, frankly, many of them handle it much better than I do, I think. But what can you share with us?
You know, I think the thing is that these ladies are learning life skills that they're going to use the rest of their lives. When I got involved in the pageant, I was skeptical at first. I think there's a stigma to do with pageants in particular, and it's not a beauty pageant. It's a scholarship pageant. And when I really took a look at the Miss America organization and what it was all about, and how it empowers young women, I really realized the importance of it. So as I was Miss Eagle Mountain, I have learned speaking skills and interview skills and things that I probably would have never learned at school or in my home. And I think that's really impactful on these young women. It's a place where they can come and learn these life skills and get themselves out and involved in the community, which is something that our youth are not doing anymore. They're at home behind a screen, a TV, a phone, different things, and this is a way to get them out and get involved and maybe get them interested in what's happening in our own city.
Now, Ella, you mentioned just the excitement, the fun of seeing young girls, get excited about, seeing you and your tiara,
yeah.
And all of that. What other stories do you have? Do you have anything else you can share with us?
Well, I mean, I got into this whole entire program because my mom actually was involved with it. She helped train some of the girls. She trained Mikaylee Brunger, who won Miss Eagle Mountain 2012. And I was a little miss for one of the contestants. And I remember being so proud and looking up at all the girls and admiring every single one of them for what they were doing. And I just knew that I wanted to be like them someday. And so I came back and I tried it out. And it's been the best decision I've probably made yet.
So, well, that makes a lot of sense why you connect there, because you were one of those little girls.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah. Ella, what was your platform?
My platform was, and it still is,
okay,
Finding the Light, Mental Illness Awareness.
Ah. Mm-hmm. And have you been able to use your title to make advancements there?
With my title, I'll post things on social media about it, and people tend to notice it a little bit more. They tend to look at it and take it a little more seriously because of that backup, because of the title.
That's really interesting because, certainly it's a subject that can carry a lot of stigma with mm-hmm. it, right?
Absolutely.
And people tend to not want to talk about it. But yeah. There you are. So your title, you can use that just to be upfront with it then.
Yeah, it's super fantastic because once people actually realize that how important it is, they'll start to get help and they'll start to get better and be able to function.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
Also, Ella did mention there's another way to get involved in the pageant is we have a little Miss program. And so our Miss contestants are able to bring on a little girl in our community between the ages of 5 and 8, and they get to participate in the pageant as well. And it's so fun to see those young eyes look at these girls and they look up to them. And it's important for them to see that these girls are competing for scholarship money to get education.
What are their stories? I'm really liking these stories.
Thank you.
Rachel, what else do you have? I'm sure that you have more.
Oh, yeah. No, we've had some great experiences, and Ella's been so great to come to tons of the events, most of them.
Tell us about some of the events you went to for the city.
Oh, yes. Please.
So one of my favorites, I've got to say, is the Halloween Town we had.
Really?
And I've lived here my whole life, and I've never been to Halloween Town. And so I got to go there, and we got to dress up, and I was Cinderella. And it was so great because usually at events, you can tell the little kids want to come up to you, but sometimes they're kind of nervous. But when I was there and I was dressed up, they were coming to me and they wanted pictures and they wanted a hug. And like Ella was saying, it just makes you light up because they're lighting up and they were so cute. And so we were there.
Yeah.
We were there for hours just walking around, and we were never had to even go up to people, really. They were always coming to us. That was great. And then at the Turkey Trot, that was on Thanksgiving Day. That is something that my family participates in pretty much every year. And so the weather was crazy that morning. We got there early to help set up everything, and it was a blizzard. And that was, oh my gosh, that was just crazy. And so, but we stayed there, and we helped set up, and we were passing out awards when the runners were finishing. Sadly, I couldn't participate in it this year, but it was so fun. And even though I was freezing, I thought I was gonna, frostbite or something. But I was passing out awards, and I got to see some of my friends from school and just lots of people that I know. And it was so fun because everyone was out there getting involved, even in the cold weather. And we also got to help pass out donuts and afterwards. And it was just so many great experiences.
What are some of the other events that you've attended?
Well, I've traveled a lot more places in Utah than I probably would have if I didn't have this title. I got to go to Brigham City, and I was actually helping out at a fundraiser for a kid who had cancer. And it was just a great event, and I traveled down there with actually our Miss Utah's outstanding teen, Claire Inouye. And we traveled down there, and it was super fun. And again, it was freezing. But we were out there for hours selling tickets to people who wanted to go and participate. And it was just so great seeing the generosity of people to come out to this event and support this family during a hard time. So that's another great thing that I've noticed is at these events, I kind of get to see firsthand how people can get involved and how much they're willing to get involved and how much they're willing to volunteer and help out.
How are you generally received? Could you describe that for us? Particularly there's, events here in Eagle Mountain, but then mm-hmm. as you mentioned, there are events outside of the city.
Mm-hmm. Well, my dad always says there's something about the crown. He loves the crown. And I received very well, and people just, they love seeing me, and I don't know, maybe it's just knowing that there's some kid, a youth out there doing some good that they really appreciate. But no, I'm always received well, and they're always willing to put me to work, and they like that I'm just there to help out. And so, no, it's really great. And people really like seeing us out there and just getting to work.
Certainly one of the more visible events is the parade. Can you describe, I'd like to get your, both of you, the take from both of you on the parade. I know Ella mentioned, touched on it a little bit earlier, but but let's delve into that a little bit. What that is like.
Okay, parade season is by far one of my favorite parts of this year. It was, I mean, you can add in anything you want, Ella, but I loved it. And we had parades pretty much every weekend, most of the summer, at least June and July. And we got to, we'd dress up and we'd go and we had this amazing float from Eagle Mountain. And it was so cool. And yes, it would get so hot sometimes, but one of my favorite parts, I think, aside from the waving and seeing people, was we got to see some of our other Sash sisters, or the queens from other cities. And I've become such good friends with them. And I think one of the reasons is because we'd have to get to these parades like hours early. And so we'd get there and we're sitting around, and then the other queens would get there and you're instantly kind of bonded over the crown. And so we'd go over there and we'd talk to them, and that was one of my favorite things. What about you, Ella?
Yeah, I really love that too. And I mean, it's inspiring to see them too, because I know that they're working really hard, because I know how much work it takes to put into this. And it's really cool to be able to see all of them doing what they love and coming out, and they're inspiring. So
you mentioned really the cool crown, and I think they do get a little bit more attention because there's something sparkly on their head. But what's fun about it is that it means something. There's four points on the crown, and the 4 points stand for scholarship, success, service, and style. And I think that kind of wraps it up, And really, I try to teach the girls that it's not about the crown on their head. Anyone can be a queen. You don't have to have a crown on your head to be a queen. But really, if you focus on those four categories, scholarship, success, service, and style, you can really make a difference in your own community.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Princess Academy event coming up?
Yes, so we do this every year. The Princess Academy is a fundraiser for Rachel as she's going in to compete at the Miss Utah's Outstanding Teen Pageant here in just a couple of weeks. This is her fundraiser for it. So some of her funds will go to help her pay for state, and some of the funds will actually go towards Children's Miracle Network. Each contestant is supposed to raise money. Remind me how much money you raise.
It's $150.
$150 is what the amount that they have to raise to compete in the state pageant. And all that money is donated to Children's Miracle Network. And that's the national platform for the Miss America organization. So that's what the Princess Academy is about. They'll come and rotate through stations. It's really fun. They do cookie decorating, nail painting. They leave with a crown. They get to take pictures with Rachel and Roxanna, our queens. And it's just a really fun day to get out and inexpensive. It's $10 to participate. This year it will be held at Garden Near the Green in Eagle Mountain. And the girls will get to come and have a fun afternoon with us. And then they will get to leave with a cute picture. And their parents will know that money went towards a great place. The registration is actually online. You can register online at eaglemountaincity.org. And it's going to be called Princess Academy. You'll see Rachel's photo on the registration form.
Now, when we were talking about the scholarship, I forget, did we mention an amount, like how large the scholarship is?
So each year it varies just a little bit. Since we added in the teen program, we've kind of divided the scholarship money a little bit here and there. But yeah, approximately around $1,500 for our queen, our Miss Eagle Mountain. And then our Miss Eagle Mountain's outstanding teen received, $400?
$500,
Rachel. is what she will receive.
And
the attendants get a scholarship as well.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little bit of an inside look on about the pageant, you know, leading up to the pageant and the parts of the pageant?
Definitely. So there's a couple different categories of the pageant. The first one is personal interview. Each girl, we have a set of five judges that come in and interview each girl. So interview is a part of that. And then there is onstage question or social impact pitch. Both of those are involved in the pageant. You will get asked some questions on stage and answer those. There's a talent portion of the competition where the girls choose a talent that they perform in 90 seconds. And we have seen all kinds of fun talents. Rachel played the piano, and Ella, she also played the piano. And we've got singers. We've had girls come out and do monologues, book readings, dancers, speed painting. Mm-hmm. We have seen it all. So there's a lot of different fun talents you can do. And then we also have an evening wear portion of the competition, or red carpet is what we're now calling it. And that's a part of your scoring as well. So there's lots of different areas of competition. The teens also have one other area of competition that they compete in, and it is fitness. So those girls compete in a fitness portion. And that's the portion of competitions. And we have workshops leading up January, February, and March. We try to work Saturdays. We have workshops. And then the pageant is March 14th again at Frontier Middle School.
Okay. And are there... To attend the pageant, does someone have to purchase a ticket? How do you get in?
You do. You do have to purchase a ticket, and those are also online at eaglemountaincity.org. You'll be able to find the link there to purchase pageant tickets.
Okay, and what's that date again on the Princess Academy?
The Princess Academy is Saturday, February 22nd.
Okay.
And it's at 10 a.m. at Garden Near the Green in Eagle Mountain.
And they can find that information
on the city website at eaglemountaincity.org/events. And again, that's February 22nd.
Let me ask another question as we start to wrap up here. If a young lady is listening to this, thinking about the pageant, what advice might you give? Because certainly it's got to be intimidating, and the thoughts that have to come, am I good enough? Is it too much of a commitment? Is the work too hard? What counsel would you give?
Oh, I'd say definitely go for it. I think Jess can attest, when I came, I was no beauty queen, and not that that's what, that's not what you're all trying to be, but no, it's true. It's taught me how to present myself, how to speak better. Is that right? I don't know. I just kind of contradicted myself.
Speak gooder?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, it's so great. And you get to dress up, which is, I mean, I don't think we have many opportunities to do that nowadays. And so it's great to just be able to feel confident about yourself. And yeah, what would you say, Ella, about
that? Yeah, absolutely. I talk to all of my friends about it. I try to get them involved. I have them come and see the pageant every year and see how much fun it is to come up stage and wear a pretty dress. But not only that, I invite them to any city event that I go to. I invite them to see, like, look how fun it is. Look at all the service you're doing and the impact you can make. And even if you don't win a title, it's such a good experience to compete because, like Jessica said, you learn so many life skills. My mom competed in a pageant, a couple of them, when she was younger. And she's told me that there has never been a job interview that she's gotten turned down for. So...
And it's interesting to see the girls that come back a second time. I didn't win my first year either. I was second attendant, just like Ella. And then I came back again and won it the second time. And really, just to see their confidence change, and they believe in themselves, and they gain these skills, and they just grow. So to watch them come out and to overcome some of those fears of getting on stage, talking in front of people, being interviewed by five adults, you know, there's a learning curve, and it's really awesome to see their confidence grow in themselves.
What is the hardest part? Is it the pageant itself? Is being out in the cold, like you mentioned? Is it having to smile for hours at a time? What is the hardest part?
All of the above. Yeah. No, but it's so great. And I mean, like I was saying, the pageant is just one night, and you serve for a whole year. And so yes, the events can be hard sometimes. I mean, weather's hard, but I love going to events, and that's just my favorite part. And so I was just, and going back to the advice, I would just tell them, make sure you're being yourself, and no one is not good enough to compete in this pageant, because like I said, I had no idea what I was doing. I came in there, and even if you have kind of a different talent, just go for it. Like we said, we've had everything just coming through. Mm-hmm. And so it's just the coolest thing. And then again, you get to go out and serve your community. And I liked serving before, but I didn't have as many opportunities as I've had this year. And so I have absolutely loved it. And it's been so cool. You get to know so many more people, and
you get
to see behind the scenes. And that's just something you wouldn't get otherwise.
Well, thank you for being here, ladies. This has been a real pleasure. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
The only thing I can think is just to come out and watch the pageant, see what it's all about. Contact me with any questions that you have. Again, my name is Jessica, and my email is missemdirector@gmail.com. If you'd like to get involved, you have a little miss or a daughter that wants to do the pageant, come out and see what it's all about. The pageant is March 14th at Frontier Middle School, and we're excited for it. So come check it out.
Well, we want to thank our listeners for joining us. You have been listening to Talking Up Eagle Mountain. Please tell your friends and join us at the pageant. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Evan here. If you would like to suggest a topic for a future episode of the podcast, you can send an email to info@emcity.org or send a text message to 801-358-1175. That's 801-358-1175.